Here's Andy Udman.
I developed a chronic disease for which there is no cure. In 2000, when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I turned to the best MS center I could find, the Cleveland Clinic. I saw the very best doctors receive the best care possible, taking the latest, newest drugs. Still, by 2003, my disease had transitioned to secondary progressive MS.
I had to make some serious lifestyle changes, and I couldn't rely on MS drug therapy to help my MS or control my symptoms. It was time to really start looking into the book that I purchased from Dr. Terry Walls, Minding My Mitochondria, and looking at those recipes and getting myself off processed foods, conveniences like Starbucks, dairies, cheese, and gluten. And I have done that since May 11th. And interestingly enough, I've lost 22 pounds.
Using fish oil, creatine, and coenzyme Q. I translated those mouse-sized doses into human-sized ones and began my first round of self-experimentation. The rapidity of my decline slowed, and I was very grateful.
You know, Pam, every time I drive by a drugstore now, I think of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of all the messages you've given that the answer is not drugs. The answer is not drugs. And now you have a guest this morning. I'm looking at her picture. She's a doctor. She is a very accomplished doctor. Terry Wallace, MD, Assistant Chief of Staff, VA, Iowa City Healthcare System, Clinical Professor of Medicine. She's sitting in a wheelchair, October 1st, 2007, MS. 1 year later, on October the 1st, 2008, she's riding a bicycle. Was the answer all those pills that she'd been helping to hand out?
No, she had a revelation. She
An
had
epiphany.
A revelation. Yes, she started.
Is this what you call a true epiphany?
It is.
When the light above your head goes on and you go, holy smokes, all those degrees, all that education I had, and I missed the mark on something really basic like how to address
diet,
MS. Yes. And it's through nutrition.
Nutrition. This woman, her whole life has changed. Her whole health has turned around just by changing her diet. And now she has made this a lifelong pursuit in terms of researching the connection between diet and MS.
Does she have to walk around with a bag over her head because she's so embarrassed at being one of the medical profession who think all the answers are in our needles, not in our mouths?
No, I think we're going to hear from Dr. Rawls in terms of the now the medical community has no choice. We have to put their backs against the wall and say that they need to do more research in this department.
Dr. Rawls, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking at two pictures. One of you in a scooter, October the 1st, 2007. The next one, a year later, you're on a bicycle. What are you riding in these days?
So I have a mountain bike. that's sort of a hybrid mountain and road bike that I'll take back and to from work. But it's a bit cold now, so now I'm driving my car.
Wow. Let's start right where we were just talking about. For a doctor, is this embarrassing to think that the answer is not in your needle, but it's what's on your plate at dinner?
You know, for thousands of years, physicians were taught that let food be thy medicine, let thy medicine be food. That was Hippocrates. And in World War II, we became seduced by the power of antibiotics and began that relationship with the drug industry. And unfortunately, the consequence was the interest and passion and good nutrition fell by the wayside. Now, physicians in medical school have less than 20 hours of nutrition research in that entire 4 years.
How many hours? A doctor? Wait a minute. These guys with white jackets and degrees that we're so intimidated by, and we have them up on a pedestal, and we love them and adore them and do everything that they tell us to do. And you're telling us how many hours of nutrition in medical school?
Less than 20.
20.
Less than 20.
3 or 4 days.
Yes.
Two and a half days.
Over the 4 years. And so it's very unfortunate that there are very few physicians that really understand the connections between the critical role of the food you eat that drives the chemistry in ourselves, which that therefore drives our health. But fortunately, there are an emerging group of energized physicians trained, I call them functional medicine docs, that are very excited about the power of nutrition and lifestyle choices at restoring health to people.
And you've been working really hard at education and motivation as well, Dr. Walls. You have a
Absolutely.
Book out, and on your website you have tons of videos and so on that people can turn to. Can you tell us a little bit about what you plan on doing with your future in this department?
Yes.
Because you're using some of the money that you're making from the books and so on for research in this area as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have books and lectures. I'm donating half of the proceeds into research. We are growing the research fund so we can keep collecting pilot data, because the next study will cost about $300,000. I have some grants outstanding to a group up there in Canada, Direct MS Charity, a group run by Ashton Embry. And we are raising funds as well so that we can keep the studies going. So I have a clinical trial going. I'd like to take it to the next level.
Doctor, I can hear people, our listeners, screaming at the radio. So Andy, ask the question, darn it. I'm getting impatient. I have two friends I'm thinking of right now. One is a service manager at the garage where I get my car fixed over at Teeple Tire. Another is she works at the London City Police. Both have MS. And they're saying, Andy, you talk about this doctor was sitting in the scooter with multiple sclerosis. A year later, she's on a bicycle. What's this magic solution called nutrition? What was she eating, Dr. Walls?
Okay. So in the very big picture, it's a hunter-gatherer diet, 9 cups of vegetables consisting of a plate full of green leaves. You could have them raw or cooked. A plate full of sulfur-rich vegetables, things from the cabbage family, onion family, mushroom family. A plate full of things that are colored all the way through, as in beets, carrots, peppers, berries. An apple, which is red on the outside, white on the inside, is not colored. Grass-fed meat, wild game, wild fish, organ meat, heart, tongue, liver, gizzards, and that once a week, and seaweed at least once a week.
Have you been secretly listening to Pam Colleen? I mean,
we are in sync, man. We're
my goodness.
Now, these are all foods that cavemen would recognize, right?
You know, these are foods that our species would have recognized for 2.5 million years. The foods that are new, less than 10,000 years ago, were much more likely to have food allergies, food sensitivities, and a variety of intolerances that really aren't food allergy. And those would be things in the grain, dairy, and legume category. You know, and I talk about nutrition, what things your brain cells need, your mitochondria need in my book, Minding My Mitochondria, How I Overcame Secondary Progressive MS and Got Out of My Wheelchair.
Doctor, let's take a snapshot of what you just said. You know, some people don't believe you. Right now they're saying, yeah, right. She eats better and she cured MS. Tell me another one. I want to tell you a quick story. My neighbor, Italian fella, Joe and Maria. Joe was very sick. The family had gathered to plan the funeral. One of the daughters-in-law said, she said to Joe, let me take over your diet. We can cancel the funeral. Well, 2 years later, they still had the funeral on hold, and she's cooking up all this stuff. I don't know what all it was, but it drove home to me the point that nutrition is a powerful, powerful medicine. Tell me about the moment you had the epiphany when you realized it was going to be nutrition that took you back to health and not what you had in a needle.
So this was a very gradual process. 2000, I'm diagnosed. I'm a conventional doc. I get the latest drugs from the best people. 2003, I'm in a tilt-reclined wheelchair, getting steadily worse. That's when I began reading the literature myself. I identified vitamins, nutrients that were helpful. I began taking those into a form. I slowed my descent, the speed of my descent, but I was still declining. In 2007, I discovered functional medicine, took their course, functional medicine, approaches for common and uncommon neurologic syndromes. And I learned even more brain biology. I had a bigger list of pills and supplements. Later that fall, I had a major epiphany. I said, what if I redesigned my diet? And I'd already been following a paleo diet, actually, since 2002. But I redesigned my diet so that I was getting that list of nutrients from the food. So that took some more research to get that figured out. And basically, that's the Walls diet that I've laid out for you. And when I changed my diet, started that in November. By January, I'm able to walk between exam rooms with one cane. By March, I'm walking throughout the hospital without a cane. In May, I get on my bike for the first time and in about 4 years. And in that following September, I'm able to do an 18-mile bicycle ride with my family. Now, I will tell you that because I had accepted my physician's belief that progressive MS only progresses, that it never improves, I started this intensive program, my hope was that I would simply slow my decline further. I had no hope of recovery. In fact, I couldn't let myself think that I might recover until I was already walking around the neighborhood without a cane. And it was the week before I got on my bike, I was talking to my partner, saying that, you know, maybe recovery would be possible. Maybe in a year I could get on my bike again.
Doctor, you weren't praying on the side, were you? Because this, to me, sounds more like a miracle. Carol has a question. Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, I've got lots of them. I'm so excited. Thank you for coming on, Doctor. Do you know Montel Williams?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Have you been talking to him?
You know, we had some communication, and somehow I got bumped off his radar, so we've not communicated in the last year.
Oh, my God.
Make your point, Carol. We're short of time.
Okay. Are you on YouTube?
Yes, I am. So put my name in YouTube, and you'll see lots of...
Carol, what's your story, Carol? Why are you so personally interested?
Oh, my gosh. If this can help her, it can help anybody with problems.
And if you go to her website, Terry Walls, WAHLS, terrywalls.com, you'll find lots of information there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Carol, I appreciate your call. Dr. Walls, there's a lot of people desperate out there because the pills aren't curing everything the way that they thought pills did.
The pills will cure nothing other than an infection.
But
the
thing that's unique about MS, and I've talked to a lot of MS people over the years, and they've said that the drugs tend to make them worse.
Yes, over time. Well, and in long-term studies, the drugs appear not to change the time to disability from work, time to wheelchair dependence, or time to bed dependence.
Right, and so they're just duct taping the problem and potentially even exacerbating some of the symptoms.
Doctor,
because they're not getting at the root cause of MS, which has to do with micronutrient deficiencies, toxin overload, chronic co-infections, hormone imbalance.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. My two friends, they would want me to ask this question. Liberation therapy. We've heard so much about it. Dr. Zamboni in Italy. Your thoughts on that?
So the reason we develop clogging in our veins and arteries, it's basically an autoimmune process attacking the vein and the artery. Scientists have identified about 38 different steps. They're related to chronic infections, oxidative stress, that is mitochondria that don't work well, micronutrient deficiencies. You can do the liberation treatment and get a transient improvement. But if you don't address those 38 steps that are causing the clogging to develop, you will re-narrow those vessels and require another procedure.
Okay.
In our studies, doing intensive nutrition in the basic science realm opens the atherosclerotic, changes the narrowing. The real solution is getting to the root cause of the problem, micronutrient deficiency, chronic inflammation, mitochondria that don't work very well.
Okay, let's go through those foods, and then I want to ask you what other health disorders this diet may dramatically address. But let's go through that list of lovely foods, which I so much hated as a kid.
Okay, so green leaves. The greener the leaf, the better. You can have a plateful cooked, or raw, or in your smoothie, a plateful of other sulfur-rich vegetables, cabbage family, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, turnips, rutabagas, onions, garlic, chives, leeks, mushrooms, white button, or the exotic mushrooms. Just be sure they're from the edible mushroom family. And then a plateful, and we're talking dinner plate, folks, of colorful vegetables and berries that should be colored all the way through for things to be considered colored. An apple, red on the outside, white on the inside, is not colored. Grass-fed meat, wild game, wild fish, organ meats, heart, tongue, liver, gizzards.
Okay, so there's the diet. Is it just MS you're going to be cured of?
We use this in my clinical practice for heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, other autoimmune problems like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, inflammatory bowel disease, skin problems like psoriasis, eczema, allergies, asthma. As people adopt a diet, their symptoms quiet down, their need for medications over time quiet down.
And these are not foods that you would find in the middle aisles of a grocery store, correct?
Correct. You shop the periphery. You
That's
get
right.
produce, real food. You go home, you do the cooking. If it's in a box, jar, or other container, it's probably not good for you.
Pam's rule is if it's not touching the wall of the grocery store, you shouldn't touch it.
Yeah, that's a good rule. That's a good rule.
Doctor, we have just 2 minutes left, and I want to give them to you. It is an extraordinary story. You, as a doctor, discovering that the solution to your problem with MS, multiple sclerosis, was not in a needle, but it's what you put in your mouth. What is your message this morning, Dr. Walls?
The basic science says that all of our chronic diseases, be they a mental health problem like schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, heart disease, obesity, autoimmune problems, they all of them have inappropriate inflammation, mitochondria that don't work well, micronutrient deficiencies. All of them are going to be greatly improved if you adopt the Walls diet. You can learn more by going to my website, terrywalls.com. I've got lots of free info. Be sure and give us your email address so you can get a handout on eating for brain health, and you'll get newsletters and notices of our free webinars.
Now,
lots of great info.
Your YouTube, you have a testimonial that you did at TED TV. How many hits has that had?
17 minutes and 1.3 million views.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
You are a world celebrity, Dr. Walls. And by the way, we want to spell your name, W-A-H. LS, and I hope you have those two pictures on your website of you in
yes.
the scooter wheelchair, and then a year later, you on the bicycle.
If I can get that much recovery in a year by changing my diet, you can have improvement of your symptoms as well, whatever they are, by addressing your diet.
And your website is terrywalls.com, T-E-R-R-Y-W-A-H-L-S, terrywalls.com. And again, I can't encourage people enough to go there and look at your videos and get your book and just monitor the research that you're going to be doing on this as well.
Dr. Walls, have any of your colleagues in the medical world said, shame on you, doctor, for suggesting that the cures to diseases like MS
when I first started talking about this, yes, people were very skeptical. But because we're doing research, we're presenting our research here at the university multiple times, more and more people are excited. More people are asking to join my team. We have gotten awards at international meetings for our research. And it's the medical community wants to see the numbers. They want to see the science. Since I'm doing the research, presenting our data, I'm making converts.
And how long was that bicycle ride you went on? How many miles?
18 miles.
There are a lot of people who don't have MS who couldn't do 18,
do 18 miles. Absolutely.
Doctor, we have to leave it there, and we thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Walls.
Okay, that website one more time, if you would, Pam.
It's terrywalls.com, and Walls is spelled W-A-H-L-S. So everybody should go to that website and take a look at the website, but monitor the research as well and show it to your doctors.
Good health through nutrition.
That's right. That's right.
Not by more pills and surgery.
Yeah. And next month I'm doing my nutrition boot camp where I'm going to be describing the importance of these foods and what they mean for your health as well.
Go to Pam Killeen's website. Killeen is spelled K-I-L-L-E-E-N. We're out of time. Pam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andy.
Short break. We'll be back.